Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
7:23 on Wisconsin's Morning News this Friday morning. Adam Roberts is in for Eric today. Eric's son competing at the state finals, right? The state championship for track and field.
Correct, out at UWL Roger Herring Stadium in La Crosse.
Best of luck to him and all the athletes competing today. Was that live what you were watching yesterday? You were checking in on this feed at the Milwaukee Common Council, and there was some laughing. There was some, it was like listening to the play-by-play from you.
It was like I was watching a prize fight. We got to get right to it here.
Bureaucracy. Legislation. Red tape.
I'm so bored.
Doesn't anything fun happen here?
When you work for the local government, doing the bare minimum is doing your part.
It's time to take another visit to City Hall.
Dateline, May 30th, location, the Public Works Committee of Milwaukee City Hall. So the latest project that the committee has been working on is trying to advance a protected bike lane and road improvement project on Lake Drive. This is on the east side of Milwaukee. If you drive up the lakefront from Lincoln Memorial, turn right, go on with a lot of nice homes, goes down by UWM. So they're trying to advance this project. It's been in the works for years. Going back to 2020, they want to repave the road. It's pretty bad. I think you would agree.
The road is bad.
It's terrible. There's a clear line when you go into Shorewood, Milwaukee. Potholes everywhere. I don't know, for the damn roads, and the city agrees. But things get tied up whenever protected bike lanes get thrown into the mix. It's been controversial. The mayor, of course, wants to push protected bike lanes within the city. And so does Alderman Bob Bauman. He's the head of the Public Works Committee. Last time we heard from Bauman in City Hall, he was being referred to as
Bored Up Bob.
That was
Bored Up Bob.
One Eric Sobush. And the Historical Preservation Committee, there's a little bit of a tie-in here as well. So what's the big holdup? Well, protected bike lanes, a lot of people are worried that it could impede with parking. You know, there's two sides of parking on the street right now. Okay. With this project, the left side or west end would get removed so that you can put these bike lanes in. Now, it was interesting. There were a lot of people there. The place was full. Bike Twitter showed up. Neighbors showed up. It's rare you see these city hall meetings be standing room only, especially one that's 9 a.m. on a Wednesday.
Did you say bike Twitter?
Yeah, I said
what
bike Twitter.
That?
Oh, it's a delegation. It's out there. Okay. Just Google Milwaukee bike Twitter. You'll find them. So the thing is, Bauman said, we're not going to be talking about these lanes today. We're focused on the sidewalks.
We're going to limit the testimony to sidewalks and not to the design of the road, because that ship has sailed years ago. All right? Just so everybody's clear. That ship has sailed. That ship has sailed years ago.
So, naturally,
I came here to complain about this.
And naturally, that did happen. There was plenty of complaining, including from one Jennifer Abley, which, if that name sounds familiar, the wife of former Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley.
Considering that there were zero comments received on that letter, we're considering that maybe possibly that letter wasn't actually mailed to us. I actually haven't been able to find anybody who received it, but maybe some of the individuals here will testify that they did receive it.
So she's referring to a letter that the city was supposed to have sent to neighbors who live on that stretch of Lake Drive. Like, hey, this is coming up. This is what the changes are going to be. And Abley alleging that those letters were not received. And so other people said, no, I got the letters. They were sent. This has been working in the works since 2020. So I got those letters. Now, at one point, there was one woman, and I didn't catch her name, but she brought out this from Alderman Lamont Westmoreland. I'll play this first.
We've heard from, I think, four people that are in opposition of this project. Not one person that's for this project, and we've heard from two of them already. Laughed at any of you. Blurted out when you were all speaking in interruption. So please give them that same respect. Otherwise, like the chairman said, we will clear the room.
Now they threatened to send everyone out.
We're going to end this, and you're all out of here.
So she did not yield, though, and she had things to say, particularly about another bike lane project that has gotten a lot of flack in the city, North Avenue, where those concrete planters are. They get busted up all the time, and it leaves a mess.
This is not
the place for it because that's been cooked.
How about the design plans that we've seen?
Okay, we're not going to have an argument here.
Yes. No, but I'm asking, why are they taking 2024?
Ma'am, you're out of order.
Just
to finish. Direct your comments to me as the chair, not to Alderman Brasov. Alderman Brasov is talking. He's not going to be interrupted.
I'll wrap up real quick. I'll be done quickly. I just say, like, just real quick.
Stand back here.
I'll
be fine.
Okay.
Ah, the sigh of Alderman Jonathan Brasov. That's a sigh many Alder people have made over the years. All right. So plenty more.
So we have these bike lanes or no?
So the design is set, and now it's important also to note, and I'll wrap up with this, it's not approved yet. It has to still go before the Common Council for a full vote on implementation, but 4-1, they moved to push it, only Alderwoman Malele Coggs in opposition.
Okay, good. More process ahead.
Yes. Wait, and we shall see.